Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Tied Up. Sonia is a little dusty today because she went out with...
So hungover.
She went out with intern Pete from the Kyle and Jackie O show and had a big night. How are you?
Yeah, I'm a little worse for wear. I'm losing my voice.
You know that Saturdays is our day to record. Fridays, we can't party anymore, mate. We're in our 30s and we can't party
Here's
like this.
The thing, though. This is what's so funny. We didn't even stay out late. I met him at about 3 and we were done by 7. So, like, that's how bad. I can't drink anymore. Like, I'm just no good.
It also depends what drink you're drinking, because I know that whenever you and I go out, we start smashing the espresso martinis. Whenever we do that, I get home. We'll get home at, like, I don't know, 10 p.m., and I'll be lying in bed just fizzing my head off. Like,
really. You can't sleep. Yeah. And you honestly get so fucked up on those. Oh, like, they time, start bro. You off yeah. so well, and it's hard to not stop. So yeah. I reckon we at least have 3 or 4 before you get onto another drink.
Yeah, well, everybody, we just want to explain to you that Sonia is feeling a little under the weather today. So today's yes. episode may be a little bit slow because, as you know, Sonia does hold this podcast together and I'm just really taking it for a complete ride. Please don't judge Sonia, and then also don't shine the spotlight on me too far and realize how shit I am in this podcast. But anyway, hey, I thought we could start off today by reading some of our Apple podcast comments and reviews that we are getting, because first of all, we really appreciate people that are doing this. If you listen to us on Spotify, you can give us a star rating, and then also on Apple, people are giving us a star rating and then also writing reviews and letting us know what they think of the podcast, which is really helpful because it helps us push up the old the charts on Apple and Spotify as well. But I'm going to read out two of the comments, and then you can read out two if you want. So let's start off with, this was on the 30th of January. It's from Lou11. She has said, the best podcast for your pop culture fix. These guys have the best energy and bounce off each other so well. A perfect listen to get you through a boring drive. That's so good to know that people are listening when they drive as well. 10 out of 10 recommend. So a huge shout out to Lou.11.
Okay. Mine is from D. Mitch GC. Mm-hmm. Shout out to D. Mitch.
You reckon he's on the Gold Coast?
100%. And I love a Gold Coast guy. He said, awesome variety of stories. Love the easygoing banter between Bags and Sonia. A great listen. Keep up the awesome work.
Oh, good on you, mate.
Mate. That's nice.
Gold Coast is our hometown, for those of you wondering, and we actually should talk about this in an episode. Sonia's parents and the home that I bought in 2010 is in the same street, so we should tell that story
actually,
one day.
Actually, we need to. The way
Let's not do it today because we've got so much to get through, but let's do that on another episode because it was so random the way that you and I realized that we live in the same street.
Yeah, it was so weird.
I've got a negative one here, Sonia, and it's about you. Okay. So, of course, I'm going to read it out because who cares? Not negative for me.
This will be good.
You know, I'm surprised that there's no negative comments to me yet. No, I'm probably encouraging it now, but like, no one's actually said how shit I am on this podcast yet, which is fucking amazing. So thank you very much, guys. Well, Sonia knows how sensitive I am. So if we ever do get a negative comment about me, I'll probably just quit the show.
I'll have to listen to you carry on about it. And then here's like you're about to read one out to me, and I'll be like, yeah, righto.
Yeah, you'll just move on. Where I'll be thinking about the negative comment for fucking months. Yeah. Anyway. All right. This is from Mum's Apple ID.
I already hate it.
She put this up on the 30th of January this year, and she said, incorrect pronunciation of the word perform, as in preform, by Sonia, spelled S-O-N-J-A, by the way.
Like,
it's annoying. It's annoying, she says. Lots of words start with pre. She would be more interesting if she improved her vocabulary and pronunciation.
Thanks, Mum's Apple ID. You sound like a lonely loser. And can you learn how to spell my name? If you're going to put my name in there and shit can me and shit can my vocabulary and pronunciation, can you at least spell my name right?
Didn't I actually spell your name wrong in my phone and you had to correct it at some point
Yeah,
there?
You spelled
and
it with a Y.
We'd known each other for like 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. You spelled it with a Y. But I don't know why people spell it with a J. For me.
And Mum's Apple ID, first of all, you're not coming to our podcast to get smarter.
Fuck no.
You're coming to our podcast just to have a bit of fucking fun on your, you know, ride to work or
and
ride home
I'm
from work.
I'm quite
or just
proud of
bed,
my
so.
Pronunciation because it goes where I'm from. It's very Gold Coast.
It's very Gold Coast. We're just a couple of bogans from the Gold Coast. And for those of you who are overseas, like let's say, for example, you live in London.
Yes.
The Gold Coast is equivalent of, say, Essex.
Yeah,
you know,
good one.
Like, we've got fake tans.
Yeah. Everything's fake. Your boobs are fake there. Your lips are fake
My
there.
Boobs are fake. Yeah. Yeah, everyone's boobs are fake.
It's a vibe.
And we're loving life.
It's a vibe. Yeah. We even use the word use as a word. And use
no, we
is
don't.
Not a
we
word.
Actually, don't drag me down that far, mate. We do not. No, that's not a we thing. That's a you thing, mate. I've never used the word use. Hey, use guys. Hey, use guys.
Use is a word. I'm proud to use it. I'll continue using it.
No, don't use it.
Yeah.
I'm back with Kimmy K now, mate. I'm actually agreeing with what she has to say there.
You mean Mum's Apple ID.
That is not good.
Hey, I've got one more comment I'm going to read out, which is a lot more positive. So we need to end on a positive note. It's from Fez Kez.
I've already read Fez Kez.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said
Oh, no, I haven't actually read Fez Kez. I read another one.
Yeah,
no,
I thought you read the other one. Okay.
Yeah, you go. You go.
Do you want me to read Fez Kez or read someone else?
Yeah. No, go Fez Kez.
Okay. Really enjoying the show. I feel like I'm sitting with friends having a good yak about everything and anything and having a good laugh while doing it. Great show, guys. And he's got little clapping hands emoji. So thanks,
good
Fez
on you, Fez
Kez.
Well, that's the point. That's what you want. You know, we are just a couple of mates that are hanging out and talking about pop culture.
Yeah.
So that's the aim. We're not trying to bloody make you smarter here, guys.
Shit, no. If you're here
Shit,
for that,
no.
go to some other smart podcast.
Go to like go to the education section if that's what you're looking for.
Not we're not educating here.
Let's get into today's episode, which is about celebrity conspiracy theories. And I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy. I never really get into them, but these ones have me a little interested today.
Yeah, that's right, Bags. We're going to chat our favorite conspiracies. We're going to kick things off with Avril Lavigne. Now, according to this theory, she is actually dead.
Right.
So the conspiracy started back in 2003 when people thought she died and was replaced by a clone. So the Avril Lavigne we see today, who she's been making a lot of press recently because now she's dating Tyga, and he's that rapper that dated Kylie Jenner. And she's everywhere at the moment. And I keep looking at these photos of her from like back in the day and then you compare them to her now and she does look very different.
Yeah, but people change like we all do. I mean, I used to have a full head of hair. Now I do not. I'm not a clone, guys. It's just a receding hairline. I mean, I've changed.
Yeah, but she actually looks better now, I feel like. But that's because I reckon she's had quite a bit of work done. But yeah, I do think it's a bit of a stupid conspiracy that she got replaced by a clone or like a doppelganger. That's what people are saying as well. Like it's not a clone. It's a doppelganger. Just some other chick who looks like her.
Right, and so what year is this? Like what year did this change happen or when did she die?
She apparently died in 2003, like right after her debut album came out, the one with all the
complicated?
Yes, the one with like all the hit songs, and then
Skater Boy.
Yeah, yes, exactly, and people hired a body double to keep her career going. That's what they were saying. So because the album just dropped, they were like, "Well, shit, we kind of have to keep this roller coaster going." And like, everyone needs to get paid here. So they just put in a doppelganger and kept it going. And then the conspiracy theory got legs. And on Twitter, it went viral in 2017 when people started posting side-by-sides of her.
This is the thing, right? Because there are a lot of people around an artist that make a lot of money, right? Like managers and all that kind of thing. I wonder in the future if there's, you know, like let's say, for example, like Harry Styles, right? He's making mint right now. And if he was to pass away, would there be like an AI version of him now so that they could continue like writing music and making money off the Harry Styles brand, you know?
That's scary.
And like a hologram comes in, you know, like how they did that with Tupac at bloody Coachella. Like once an artist passes away, the AI knows the artist so well that they can continue to write music. So therefore the people around can still make money off. Oh, mate.
Shit. I actually think that's so scary because they should test that out with like Elvis.
All right. The second conspiracy theory, this is a good one, is that Sam Smith and Adele is the same person.
I love this. I love it so much. There's a lot of stuff online about it. Sam Smith's even addressed this before. He did an interview with Drew Barrymore where he had to bring it up. But basically the internet's saying that Sam Smith dresses in drag and becomes Adele. So that's how they get away with this. But it's not. That can't be the case. Although
there's going to be enough evidence in the world to show that these two people are in two different places at the one time. How this even became a conspiracy theory is ridiculous. But here is the thing, though. There is actual audio that's been going around for a while now where if you actually speed up their music, I think if you pitch it up, you know, like if you – I don't know how they do this, but I guess they do it in like a Pro Tools or one of those programs – it actually sounds just like Adele. Yeah, have a listen to this.
It's wild. Now, Sam Smith actually addressed this with Drew Barrymore, and here is what he had to say.
Everyone seems to think that I'm Adele in drag, because we've never been seen in the same room together. And if you slow down her voice, it sounds maybe a bit like mine. So people think that we're the same person and I'm just in drag right now.
Being famous has to be one of the weirdest things when you have to address stuff like this publicly where you're like, okay, I can't believe. Like, because you wake up in the morning and be like, all right, what are people saying about me today? When this comes out, you'd be like, right. Okay, like they must be just sitting around laughing at how ridiculous some of this shit is, right?
Reading that as a headline, you've got to look at yourself and go, honestly, this is the most ridiculous thing. Like he even has to say, I don't get it, but he's like, oh, but it's also kind of funny because people haven't seen us in a room together before. So he's like, well, I'm not kind of denying it, but I know it's not true. That's what makes it so funny.
Yeah, it must be so weird to know the truth and then hear all of these weird rumors about yourself.
They have to defend it. Like, that's what is wild to me. And you're right. Imagine being that level of fame. You read all these crazy stories about yourself. And sometimes they're just like tweets that go viral. It's just like someone's thoughts, you know? And becomes a story. Now, there's another one that's exactly the same as the Sam Smith and Adele conspiracy, and it's actually Nicki Minaj and Jay-Z. So the theory is that Nicki Minaj's voice is actually just Jay-Z's voice sped up. And he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. And he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. I totally believe this. I know that Nicki is her own person. But I actually believe that the voice is Jay-Z in this particular theory.
Well, it sounds bang on, right? Like when you hear that, you go, wow, okay. Okay, like I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. But then when you see this stuff, you do go like, what if this was going on in the world, you know? Like, I mean, the world is crazy. What if this is what's going on? And, you know... Someone's just like, oh, we could make a bit more cash if you did a lot of blokes are following my music, but I'm really wanting to get into the female market. Why don't I just dress up and call myself Nicki Minaj?
No, this is where he's smart, where he goes, I'm going to use my voice, but get this hot chick to be Nicki Minaj, and then I profit off her fame. So he must be getting a certain cut if this is true.
It's not true. Let's just not even let people think that we even think this is close to being true.
Yeah, you're right. But it's so funny.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's move into the last conspiracy theory. Now, this guy is very loved by everybody. It is Keanu Reeves, of course, yeah. Speed. I mean, one of the greatest movies of all time, let's be honest.
Ever, I know. I love Speed.
Me too.
Even
I do. People
no,
rip into
I
Speed as like
it.
It's the shittest movie and he's not a great actor, but I fucking love it.
I love Keanu Reeves. I think he's like a fucking legend. He's an icon. Bill and Ted's yeah. Excellent Adventure. I mean, that is such a good movie. The Matrix.
Everyone loves Keanu Reeves, and I kind of get it, but why do they love him so much?
I think he just presents like a normal guy. He's not. I look at him and I think he's totally approachable, and like he doesn't promote his fame like a lot of other celebrities do. He's been in some huge films. And he doesn't ever change. Like, doesn't have a big head. It's kind of nice, don't you think?
Well, there's that photo of him on the New York subway. And, you know, but sometimes I look at that kind of stuff and think, yeah, that kind of stuff's got to be staged sometimes, you know, and maybe this is his brand to yeah. be, you know, the everyman. Be
that's
the
people. Right.
Right. And so it's like, hey, let's get a photo of him. Like, how easy is that to do? Hey, mate, today we just need you to go down.
Just pop on somewhere, down. Mate. We'll take a quick pic.
Yeah. He does it once and everyone's
he's
like, look at him.
He's just a normal man.
But anyway, what is the conspiracy theory around Keanu Reeves?
All right, Bags, get this. The theory is that Keanu Reeves is immortal.
Good one. Okay, where did this one come from?
This one's been around for a while. And in fact, one of the top Google searches for his name is does Keanu Reeves age? And there's all these photos, right, of a man that looks like Keanu Reeves. There's an entire website dedicated to the conspiracy called Keanu is Immortal that includes confirmed identities he's held through time dating back to 748.
Right.
Like, this is so weird. Followed by an identity he once held as his name was Paul Monet from 1847 to 1922. And then in 2017, Keanu told Jimmy Fallon he saw a resemblance to this guy, Paul, that was on the website, but he did not confirm nor deny that he was immortal.
Have you ever seen the website KeanuIsImmortal.com or heard about this?
I've heard about it recently, yeah.
Yeah. Look at this. Portrait. This is early 1500s. Portrait of a man. What do you think?
I do. I can see it. We have a likeness in the eyes, yeah. In the nose, in the mustache, in the beard, in the cheekbones, and the forehead.
Look at that guy. That's a French actor, Paul Monet.
Yeah, we have the same foreheadish eyebrow, I think. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Getcha. Weird conspiracy. This is the part that where my mind goes, right? Someone's got that much fucking spare time in their life to create this website, right? And fucking start this shit up. What are you doing with your life if you've got that much time where you're like, a thought pops into your mind where you're like, you know what? Keanu Reeves is immortal. I'm going to start a website about this and just start, like, because you've got to go to Squarespace. You've got to start designing that stuff. You've got to start looking for logos. You've got to start getting some images together. Like, what the fuck?
It's a whole thing. Yeah, this is time consuming. This person who has started this website really needs a job.
And, I mean, they're paying GoDaddy at least $300 a year to have that website up. Like, this is how much they care about this topic. That's where my mind goes. Like, who? I would never think to start something like this.
Yeah.
What would they be doing? Would they be running, like, some kind of advertising on there and that's how they're making money out of this?
I just think they genuinely believe they're right. I love these conspiracy theories. Obviously, I don't believe in them. But I'd love to have that level of, like, I do passion. Believe, like, yeah, yeah. passion. It's yeah. like people who say they're flat earthers.
Yeah.
Like, come on, mate. It's very obvious that the earth is not flat.
Yeah, because we've actually, when I was on a radio show, we actually interviewed a flat earther.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you start off and you're, you know, you're interviewing and you're kind of laughing at first. You're like, oh, yeah, great. But then as you get into the interview, you realize that they do not think this is funny.
No.
Right? And that's what they believe. And then you find yourself actually asking questions like as if you might believe what's going on. And you're like, hang on, what the fuck?
That's what I mean. They can be very convincing. And then you can really get into it like a spiral of finding out if they're the truth behind these conspiracies. But the earth is not bloody flat. I don't get people who think the earth's flat.
Yeah. Once again, you're coming to our podcast to get smarter, guys. So you just heard it there first from Sonia. The earth is not flat. There you go. Take that to school, kids. Hey, that is it for today's episode. And thank you, mate, because I've got to say that you really had to push through this episode. This was a punish for you, mate.
Yeah, I really brought down the team today. So sorry, Bags.
No, it's okay, mate. I've been bringing down the team since we
met. No, you haven't. You're not the one with the negative comments.
But we would love your comments if you are going to leave us a review. Go to Apple, give us a star rating, and then also leave us a review. Or if you're listening on Spotify, give us a star rating as well. And, of course, we'll read out our favourite ones and also the worst ones as well. So we're encouraging you to put some bad ones up there as well.
Be kind, though. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Well, if you have to be.
Well, you know what? Smash me, mate. Come at me.
Yeah. Can someone say something mean to Bags? Yeah.
Well, that is it for today's episode. A hungover Sonia. And we will
see
you
next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.